Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Greetings, new listeners. The podcast you are about to experience is not real. I mention the new listeners because I've learned the only way to impress the old listeners is by withholding my affection. Hey, if negging is your kink, I'm here for it. And regardless of if you're an exciting new listener or a listener that's old and boring and no longer of interest to me, this recording is not to be taken as evidence of the existence of other worlds. No one's going to pierce the thin veil of your cozy reality. Certainly not me. And who am I? I'm the owner of a magnificent, mysterious candy factory that once a year allows 5 children to... Okay, that's a lie. It doesn't matter who I am. I'm like the Force. The more you explain it, the more you're like, I miss when I didn't understand this quite so much. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Yes. Well, splendid. Thank you for the compliments. But
tell us again about how you defeated the Dark Lord.
Oh, there's no time for that right now. But it was a dangerous moment, and I knew I had but a second to strike. That very moment, frozen in time.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. You still got it. We're supposed to record the podcast. Hey, everybody. I know you're celebrating Usador.
Everyone, this is my good friend Arnold. He helped me defeat the Dark Lord.
Yeah, I was there.
A big round of applause for Arnold.
Thank you. I'm from another world.
Yes, no one cares. Well, the thing is, I pulled Usador's hand from its sheath, and in the moment I struck him through the heart, and now he's definitely dead forever.
Mm-hmm. No ambiguity there. Hey, everybody, would you mind if I just steal Usador for a moment? We got some important stuff to do.
Yes, everyone, excuse me for a moment. I shall be right back. I have a commitment which I shan't miss, but I shall be back here soon to regale you all with tales of my wonderful success and my impending ascension to the...
Usador, I'm already recording. Okay, Don't make me start this over.
Buddy, I think Usador is getting way too used to these whispies.
Whispies just gathering around him, and he's sort of holding court with all these whispies.
What's a whispie?
Whispies are groupies for wizards. They follow wizards on tour, and they try and get, you know, backstage and, like, meet the wizards and, like, fawn over them. So it's just kind of a weird...
I thought you meant that weird dribbling that's happening under his robe.
Oh, no, that's...
Are you talking about whispies?
Well, Arnie's talking about penile leakage, but I was talking about whispies.
I was so disappointed to find out they weren't whiz pies.
Just because
I love it. I just love a delicious pie, a fresh baked pie, especially for a wizard. Yeah. That sounds wonderful to me.
No, whiz pies can be fun.
You're saying is there's no wizard specific term for penile leakage.
No.
I guess penis digitation.
But guys, we're wasting it. Let's start. Okay, here, I picked out this table for us. This is going to be our new table for the new season of the podcast.
Ooh, well, let's take a look here. Okay, 7 feet tall. All right, looks like sturdy oak. Mm-hmm. Okay, very ornate legs, a lot of filigree.
Everybody get to your chair ladders.
Okay, let me just scamper up here. Ooh, I like the feel of the ladder. See? Pretty good.
I can really see the room from up here. I know it's a very small room. I could see it anyway, but...
I'll just float. Here I go.
Oh, Usador, those whiz peas. Usador, you're pissing on the floor from way high up.
So sorry. So sorry.
Okay, anyway.
And Usador, here's your root beer.
Oh, thank you.
So it's now a, you know, you can say it if you want.
A wizard root beer?
Yep, that's it. That's what I was going for. A floating wizard drinking root beer is going for wizard root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to be right back. I have a wall to punch.
Chunt! We got to start the podcast. This has been going
on
for a couple...
Fine, I'll stay.
Okay. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, hey, welcome. What a great time to jump onto the podcast. There's actually very little that you need to know, except for maybe this. About 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the Dimensional Rift, and I use that to upload this podcast, you know, formerly chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, but...
Did it! Check!
We did it! We killed the Dark Lord. There's no ambiguity about that. We're certainly not keeping him captive in the basement that nobody knows about. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Is that your new season 4 catchphrase?
Arnie, buddy, I'm just trying something different. You know, you start off, you say, hello from the Magic Tavern. You know, it just seems so worn in. So, you know, that's fine. Hey, if you want to lounge around in sweatpants all day vocally, that's cool. But I'm trying to get my voice to be like a brand new pair of slacks, you know? One leg is shorts, the other one's full-on pants. Who knows what's going on?
Okay,
who knows what will happen? It's season 4, baby.
Can we talk a little bit more about the introduction, too? I used to say, you know, from the Vermilion Minotaur in the towns of Hawk's Face here in the land of Foon. And now you should mention that we're now recording from the Strange Familiar, a new, brand new tavern in the town of Nibblebottom.
Yeah. And Arnie, I just want to apologize.
Still in Land of Foon.
When I said moments ago that you are basically vocal sweatpants, I just want to apologize for that. I think sweatpants are comfy. I think they're familiar. I think people like sweatpants. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sorry.
I didn't even clock that it was supposed to be an insult. I love sweatpants.
Oh, good.
Also, it's well established. My breath tastes a little bit like sweat.
Interesting. I've never heard somebody say their breath tastes like blank.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to unpack that later, but I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, but thank you, Usador. Yeah, we have settled in to this very quaint little village of Nibblebottom.
A hamlet. You could call it a hamlet.
A hamlet?
Yeah.
What is... I guess I wouldn't even know what classifies as a hamlet.
Oh, alas, poor Arnie. Well, I knew thee well. You don't know what a hamlet is. Interesting.
Yeah, it's more than a campsite. It's less than a village.
Also, things are a little bit different here. The roses are grass and the guilds are stern. You know, if you want to join a guild, it's a very stern process. What else?
I noticed that about this place. The roses are grass.
And the guilds are stern.
So I guess I should start saying, uploading this podcast recorded here in the Strange Familiar in the town of Nibblebottom at the base of the unnamable mountain in the magical land of Foon. It rolls off the tongue. It'll just... Look, listeners, give me 20 to 40 episodes and I'll have it down.
Yeah, I think 20 or 40 is probably a good number to get you out on a good groove.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, known to the Elves as Fianyalak, known to the Dwarves as Zonin and Hookstengis, and known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar, and now known from this day and forevermore as Slayer of the Dark Lord.
And he's dead. It's not like a thing where he hopped into another body and we captured that body and we keep it trapped in the basement.
Yeah, why would we allow something like that to happen?
And yes, I'm renting out a room at this tavern, and I am also renting out the basement. But we're not keeping anything in the basement.
No, of course not.
We just love basements.
We love basements. We love to rehab them. We love to finish them.
It's a great place to let the kids go hang out, just do what they want.
If it starts to rain in the middle of the night, we love to wake up and be like, oh shit, the basement. I gotta check the basement. There might be flooding in my basement. Why did I fucking get a place with a basement? I thought it would bring me joy, but it's quite the opposite.
Do you need to talk about this? Sounds like something happened.
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit about, we've been in Nibblebottom a couple of weeks now. What have you guys been doing? Like, what have you guys noticed about the community here?
Well, a few things. I was staying in Mark's den, you know, since I'm a badger, I was staying in Mark's den. But the state of that den is so gross. Something started to stink so bad in Mark's den that I had to leave. So I'm now staying here at the bar as well, at the Strange Familiar. Mm-hmm. Also, Arnie, you know this, Usidor, you know this, but for anyone who doesn't, in Nibblebottom, I have opened up my own black and white smith shop.
Oh, yes. Wonderful work you're doing there, too.
I
couldn't be prouder of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry. I've been so busy. I haven't been following what you... What's a black and white smith shop?
Well, it's like a blacksmith shop, but I'm a badger, typically, so my fur is black and white. So all the armor, all the weaponry that I make reflects my fur, and it's a sort of black and white pattern. Mm. It's like those cookies you mentioned. You say sometimes in Earth you get those cookies.
Mm-hmm. Hydrox.
Mm. That's it.
Now, Usidor, what have you been up to besides telling the story of your defeat of the Dark Lord over and over again?
Well, since I very definitely defeated the Dark Lord and my true purpose has been achieved, I'm obviously very soon going to return to the realms of Ephesius, so I'm just wrapping up some loose ends.
What?
You know, wrapping up some loose ends before I shuffle off into another realm of existence and no longer live here in Foon, because I definitely killed the Dark Lord, and that's...
Arnie, how many times does he have to say it? He's rapping with the local group, Loose Ends. You know that rap group?
Mm-hmm.
You, sir, do you want to,
Yeah, of course.
Well, I was going to say, take one of these black and white shields I made you.
Oh, thank you. This is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I am Usidor, and I'll never yield. I've got Chunt's cool shield.
What are you doing?
For new listeners, please stay with us. It's not always like that. That's just 4 seconds. That's not going to happen again for another 40 or 50 episodes.
Something I wanted to circle back to is, Arnold, you said you were busy?
You know what? Now that we are trying to sort of become pillars of the community of Nibblebottom, I decided I'm going to be more proactive this season. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to take up a trade.
Oh, very commendable. What trade are you looking at?
I've been applying to be an apprentice for the local cooper.
Typically a job that doesn't require any application.
Mm-hmm. So I'll hear back soon whether he needs any coopering done. I've also been spent a lot of time trying to figure out what a cooper does.
Yes, what drew you to it?
The name Cooper, right? Like, a lot of the other stuff has a lot of baggage. All the fantasy world jobs sound really hard. But Cooper, it's got a nice sound to it. And since I don't know what it is, I'm not discouraged from doing it.
Ah, well, I could tell you what it is right now.
I'll let it be a surprise.
Let him learn on his own. The best way to learn anything, like coopering, is to hang with coopering. If I were to take a stab at it, my guess would be covering... It's like alchemy. You're covering stuff in metal. You know, cover stuff in cooper, like coins, like cooper coins. Huh?
No, it's not it. It's a thing. It's definitely a real thing. I know exactly what it is. I can tell you what it is right now, Arnie, if you want to
know. No. My guess is it's making hats.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Chunt, you got another guess? Because that's also wrong.
Coopering. Can I have the language of origin?
Foonish.
Foonish. Okay. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Ah, yes. I went to the cooper. He put a new strap on my barrel.
Give me nothing here. I'm going to say...
None of those words seem like they would have anything to do with being a cooper.
Oh, maybe it's someone who just, like, loves cooperation. Mm. Like, loves, you know, cooperating with people.
Ooh, I've got one. Is it mean like I'm an investigator who comes to a small town and I try to solve mysteries using dream logic?
Ooh,
that's
got to
be what a cooper
Koopa.
Is. Yeah.
Yes, and we've established it is a very small town, just a little hamlet. One of the saddest things about this little hamlet, I think, is the high ratio of sex workers. I want to be sex positive here, but...
But they keep getting ratioed?
Yeah, the whore ratio is very high.
Okay.
What's this now?
Alas, Horatio.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't want to edit this out.
Anyway, guys, like, I'm just so jazzed about learning more about the small village of Nibble Bottom. Should we talk to our first guest? And by first guest, I mean our only guest for this episode.
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's, I mean, we'll have to help them up onto this chair here, I assume.
I think they're a little bit magical.
I can float.
Yeah, please.
Do you want me to
float?
Float right up.
I'm sorry. Should I be here now? I can float back.
No. This is
perfect.
Okay.
Should you be here now? Definitely, maybe. Yes, you should. Here you go. Oh, wow.
Wow. Whoa. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Great table choice. This table is always so hard to get because it's such a good view.
Nice job, Barney.
Well, you know, paid for
you,
it.
Oh, you paid for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I was going to say you must have made quite an impression on the host.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Usador the Wizard. I'm sure you've heard of me.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on that thing you did. Woohoo. Everybody's really stoked about it and really excited.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm also stoked.
Yeah, it seems cool. Seems like a chill hang.
Oh, and since you're floating, I got you a root beer. And based on your accent, I made sure it was a miniature pour. So it's a nice mini soda there.
Oh, cool. Just a floating mini soda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's just obsessed with these root beers lately. I don't know what's going on with him.
I mean, I get it. A root beer float is a delicious treat, but a delicious mini soda float? Even better. You guys are doing great. You're going to be a hit in Nibble Bottom.
Oh, thank you. That's
Nibble Bottom.
Huge. And can I just say, I'm sorry to hear, you must know this, but, and everyone I've talked to in this hamlet, they said that the hamlet's dad died. I didn't know towns had dads.
We do, yeah. If you're a hamlet at the base of the unnameable mountain, you have a town daddy or town mommy, depending on which side of the sunrise you're on, and our town daddy did die. We think. We think.
Now I want a shirt that says town daddy. Fuck, Arden, can we make that happen?
Well, here's the thing. Do you want a shirt that says town daddy that is referring to a town that is a daddy or that you're the daddy of the town?
Oh, do you want to run for town daddy? That could be really huge because a lot of people are like not wanting to take it on because the last town daddy, he was just like so sweet and he was sort of a legend around here. And
yes.
So like us locals feel like, well, now I can't be town daddy, but it might be great. Like outsource town daddy.
I would love that. So run for town daddy. Is that like a marathon to raise money for the town daddy?
No, it's like a democratic process. It's an election.
Oh, I would anything. I would love to do this.
Chunt, this is perfect for you because the town daddy's brother has been trying to be the town daddy, and that seems not cool.
No, thanks.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
This for me. Guys,
that's
I
why
love
we
this
were like,
for me.
We should leave town daddy vacant for like a couple of weeks, but town daddy's brother was like, or it could be me in the interim, but then the interim goes on forever, and we were all like, we see right through you, my friend.
Can I ask a friend who just helped me on my political career path? What is your name? I don't think we heard.
You know what? I just floated right up here, started drinking mini sodas. My name is Wizla. I'm the wind sprite of the Wishing Well. And I live in Nibble Bottom. This is my favorite bar. And my favorite color is chartreuse.
Oh, wonderful. You're talking about the Wishing Well that's in the center of the town square?
Yes, that's so people can go there for their washing and their welling. And I just sort of like to keep it open that maybe for their wishing.
That's amazing. Can I tell you, what was your name again?
Wizla, the wind sprite of the Wishing Well.
Wizla?
You can just call me Wizla.
Wizla, can I tell you, it's so funny that your favorite color is chartreuse because Arnie and I actually have a chartreuse. If either of us ever does it, we have a truce to never talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell you how often it happens. So we had to come up with a chartreuse.
Hey, hey.
We that's have a good. Truce. That's a good friend. That's a good friend best if you can have a chartreuse. That's oh, a yeah. best friend right there.
Mm-hmm. Another interesting fact is that I have a chartreuse. I had a very unsavory relationship with a shark, but we finally came to an understanding.
That's so nice, because you don't want to let that stuff fester and then forget about it and then step into an ocean and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a feeding frenzy.
No, right. thanks. Sharks can be chums.
They don't just eat it, they can be it.
Mm-hmm.
That well, should be your slogan when you run for town, Daddy.
Let me write this down.
I don't just eat it, I can be it.
That's a hell of a shirt. Town Daddy, don't just be it, you can eat it.
Well, I think if it says Town Daddy, the it's, people are going to assume that... Oh, never mind. Wizla, can I ask? So you're the wind sprite of the Wishing Well.
Mm-hmm.
What does that constitute? What are your daily duties as a wind sprite of the Wishing Well?
So I'm a wind sprite. That's uh-huh. just sort of like me giving you... That's what I am.
You
I
are
am
a wind sprite, and I gave you root beer. I feel like a fucking fool.
No, it's okay. Like, honestly, I don't want you to assume or, like, be on the nose or anything. I love a little mini root beer. That's great.
Okay, I'm so, okay. good.
Oh, is it great. Also a problem that we're 7 feet up?
No.
We are seven up.
No. Again, like, I welcome all kinds. All okay. kinds, you know.
But also, right. Chunt, get all this coke off the table.
Yes, please do get this coke off the table, though.
Sorry.
Okay, that's not my vibe. Yeah, so the Wishing Well is just a role in town. To stand by the well, make sure people can get their water, make sure they can do their washing in the basins nearby. And then for me, I've sort of taken the post and made it my own to incorporate that they can also share with me their wishes.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely.
That's true, because now that I think about it, a lot of people in the town have referred to that well as the washing well.
Yeah, or just the well. Yeah, the wishing, that's me. I'm putting that spin on it, and I'm hoping it catches on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a few kids call it confessional.
Yeah, that's cool. Are the kids in the loose ends? We really had some great sort of sessions over there. Yeah, they like to kind of tell me what's going on in their lives, and I've told them, you got to put this into some lyrics, because this is your truth, and my wish is to hear that song. So
yeah, I feel like every kid I've met from loose ends, they're so polite. They always start yep. by saying, my name is... And then they mm-hmm. also say, and I'm here to. So it's like right away, I know who they are. I know what right. they're about. You know, it's just very considerate to start right. with that kind of speech, you know.
Right. My name's Philip, and I'm here to say I'm uh-huh. working on my boundaries in a regular way. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you could expect from the Dead kids on. In the loose ends. Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, that's wonderful work, affecting the young minds of tomorrow and talking to teens, which is terrifying. And then, of course, you know, just helping people make their dreams come true. I am so impressed by what you've managed to... You've taken what another person, a lesser sprite, could have done, is stand there... And
like
just,
a Sprite Zero?
Like a Sprite Zero would just stand by the well doing nothing. You've made it into something.
Yeah, I'm more of like a Sprite remix on that job there. I'm making it more like, okay, what if this job had a little something extra to it? You know, like I'm walking along and all of a sudden there's like orange, you know, just in like an emotional sense. But yeah, Emotional orange.
Like vocal sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. You know, wishing is for me just a matter of like speaking once you can hear it out loud. You know, there's some everybody's always like, oh, I blew out the candles, I threw the penny, I can't tell you my wish because it won't come true. And I say, nay, nay, if you never say, then no wish today.
You have been hanging around the loose ends.
I have. Those teens are fun.
And speaking of fun, wouldn't it be fun, Arnie, Usador, if we took a quick break?
Yeah. How quick?
Pretty quick.
I don't fucking know, like 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
I don't know.
It'll be I'm less panicking. Than that.
Vote for me for Town Daddy.
Listener, everything's new in season 4. How long will this break be? Enjoy all the ads.
Is it long enough for me to feed my meter?
Yeah, go for it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code audio.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
All right, we're back. So,
yes, thank you. Thank you. I'll be down from here a little later, and I'll tell you more stories of how I defeated the Dark Lord once and for all. Thank you so much. Thank you for stopping by.
Leave us alone. There are only He's already told the story. He doesn't have stories, plural.
That's rude. So I have many stories. I could tell a story about how I have a truce with the Shark.
I love that story. Also, I like how you're really owning this, like, success, Usador, because, you know, a lot of people, they work so hard to have a breakthrough and have a success, and then they don't even enjoy it. They're already thinking about the next Dark Lord. They're already thinking about the next quest. You know, like, you really have to live in this present moment, which is maybe you'll never have Whisbees again. Or what
are
they?
True.
Whisbees? Whiz pies? Oh, I thought it was going to be pie.
I did too. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you said whiz bees. Like wizard bees?
Whiz bees. Am I crazy? Whiz bees.
Whiz bees.
But Whizla's saying whiz bees, right? Am I crazy? Wizard
All right.
bees?
Let's go around the table. And just figure out which one of us is crazy. All right?
Okay.
Let's start with Chunt. Chunt, are you crazy?
I don't think so.
Okay. Ani?
No. I'm the sanest person in the whole world.
Whizla, the wind sprite of the wishing well?
You know, a person who thought they were crazy, they probably would not be able to leave the military, you know?
Good point. And myself, a little, but I'm handling it.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, after all these years, of course you are.
It's kind of your brand.
Oh, Usador, I didn't even think about it. Whizla brings up such a great point, which is, you know, relish this moment, savor it, live in it, but also, you're probably going to get a Wizard Choice Award this year.
Oh, wow.
Well,
wow.
I daren't think that or assume that such a nomination is coming my way. I'd be happy just to be nominated, honestly.
Would you say that's a wish? Would you say you're kind of wishing for
yes,
nami?
Now, this is an interesting question before I answer your question. Are you able to manage wishes away from the well?
Oh, and again, I yield no power to make them come true. I just sort of love being a sounding board for you to understand your own desires.
Yeah, well, I would say that winning a Wizard's Choice Award is a wish of mine, yes.
Can I say something, Usador? Good. My only advice, and this comes from someone who's not a wizard, admittedly, my only advice is don't do anything else this year, okay? If you see someone drowning in a lake, don't save them. If there's some, you know, fucking statue that needs to be turned back into a baby or something, don't help them.
What?
Because the worst thing you can do...
Not even that one?
No. The worst thing
you can... What about
that baby? Arnie, you have to be smart. The worst thing you can do is be nominated against yourself. Okay?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to get distracted on this. That statue of a baby in the middle of the village, is that a baby that was turned into a statue?
Yes, And there's currently somebody drowning in the pond. Arnie, keep up.
Right now?
If you do two amazing things, you're going to split your own votes, and then whoever else is in category is going to take it away from you, Usador.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll keep that in mind. Arnie, to answer your question a little further, I'd say that 60-70% of statues are just people who have been turned to stone.
Oh. Yeah, they might have seen, like, snake hair, or they might have been trolls the whole time, or they might have, like, been in a sandstorm. We have really wicked sandstorms that come off of the Unnameable Mountain, and they will just sort of, like, suck out all the air and water in your body and replace it with sand.
Oh, da rude. How rude.
And some of them, get this, just turned around. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, some people just turned around, and now they're statues. So
do they turn around a lot?
Well, every now and then they fall apart.
Well, Whizla, Now that you've established yourself as the overseer of the Wishing Well, have you thought about franchising it all?
Oh, that's a cool thought. You know, I've never really left this hamlet, except for one time that I tried to go a little bit up further the mountain, but it was just like immediately like, oh, this was a mistake. I didn't train. I'm not good at adapting to altitude, which is surprising because I'm a wind sprite. But I think it's just sort of like when there's not enough air for me to be wind as the air thins out, I also feel like too thin in my head. But, you know,
I think there's like conditioners and shampoos for thin air.
Yeah, you know, like a thickening agent or just like a pomade or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if you guys ever have plans to go up the mountain, just make sure you pack some because that air gets real thin faster than you think.
I've heard that the mountain is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's all kinds of chaotic magic up there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Old magic in these mountains.
Oh, yeah. Super old.
Primordial, terrifying.
Yeah. Like goo that knows no names. You know, it's
goo that knows no names.
Well, yeah. Isn't that all goo?
How much goo have you encountered that knows names? Arnold, think about it. You know, and then if you go up a mountain with old magic and there's a lot of goo that knows no names. Pretty clear.
You know, when Nibblebottom was founded, the original town daddy, he dug that moat to keep the goo that knows no names at bay. So that's sort of where the role of town daddy came into play. It's different than the head of the city council, which handles more just bureaucratic everyday matters. Mm. And it's different that we don't really have a mayor within that. They rotate within the council.
I see. Oh. So what does the town zaddy do?
Town zaddy just looks good, baby.
Well, wait. Do I want town daddy or town zaddy? I think daddy.
Well, Chen, here's what I got to ask you. Are you pulling it off?
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. If I could somehow write juicy on the back of Arnie's vocal sweatpants, then I think I might be pulling it off.
That's zaddy territory.
Well, if you've lived in Nibblebottom all your life, you must know much of the lore. It's one of the things I've heard since we've come here for the last few weeks is that of the three peaks up the mountains, that one of the peaks is rumored to actually be the tail of a dragon who's in a deep, deep slumber. Have you ever heard that rumor?
Yeah, so on the other side of the mountain where they're in the sunrise instead of the sunset like us and they have a town mommy.
Town mommies, yeah.
Yeah, they have town mommy on that side. So that town mommy, apparently, when she established the inverse of this hamlet, she put that dragon into a ceaseless slumber. But some other people think that the goo that knows no name is just dragon excrement. When we play them in sports, that's the big joke. Is they're like, our town mommy saved us, and your town daddy just saved you from his poop. You know, they have a chant, but it's all in good fun. We're sort of sister cities. Rivalry's playful.
Well, that's good. What sort of sports do you enjoy here? Do you get to play mittens a lot, or do you have other things that you enjoy playing?
Mittens hasn't really taken off here in the same way. I mean, there's some like intramural mittens, but we don't play too much mittens. It's a lot of just long distance running and.
So the sport is to get from one town to the other just as fast as you can.
Sure. Yeah. The only thing worse than running is running long distances, what I'll say.
But I assume that you've got people set up all along the way who are cheering you on and handing you little flagons of water.
I saw some people run into the village and everyone was cheering and I asked why and they said, well, they didn't die along the way and that there's a lot of dangerous animals out there.
Oh, yeah.
I did my first week here. I accidentally signed up for a decathlon. And I couldn't do it. And they're like, you know, just attempt. So I did enter the triathlon, which is where I tried a decathlon. I failed miserably, but, you know, at least I tried. So I think that'll go a long way in terms of building up some rapport for running for town daddy.
Yeah. Oh, I should say, when you run for town daddy, you do have to complete the run.
Fuck. Okay.
I mean, it's also a democratic process, but sort of part of the vetting before you get the nomination is to complete the run.
Okay. And it is dangerous out there. I mean, there are all sorts of bears and griffins and scrambles and...
Scrambles? And, what's a scramble?
Oh, it's sort of like... imagine if a spider was upside down and it had another kind of tail coming straight out of the middle of it that can kind of hit you from any direction.
There's also brambles, which are like just a free-growing berry, but but they're delicious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though. You got to know which berries you can eat and which you can't. just as deadly as a scramble.
Right, right. And the way you remember it is, if it's on its back with a tail that's scrambling to get you, it's a scramble. And if it's in a bush with a bee, it's a bramble.
Okay. That's so easy to remember.
That's what in town they call the bramble scramble preamble.
Mm-hmm. Someone should have told you when you got here. Or did you come under the cloak of darkness?
Oh, yes. We arrived late at night. Our ship had just crashed ashore a few leagues away, and we traveled here over week after week until we found this peaceful place where we could settle down as I prepare to ascend to the realms of Ephesius, now that my true purpose has been complete.
But like when you actually got to town, or was night?
No, it was actually day, but we did come here. There's a giant bird, a raven called the Darkness, who brought us here, and we were under its cloaca because it was holding us in its talons. So we arrived under the cloaca of darkness.
So that explains why you didn't get the preamble scramble bramble, because the welcome wagon probably didn't see you under the cloaca of darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that wagon is? That's always circling the town?
Yeah.
Oh, an actual welcome wagon. What a good idea.
You should have the conductor on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's a hoot.
What's his name?
Owen.
Owen.
Wow, wow, wow.
Speaking of welcome, does anybody ever go to the well to do their dirty business?
You mean like clean off their dirty laundry and wave it in front of everybody and say, yeah, I got to air out this dirty laundry?
Yeah, do they ever air out their dirty laundry?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's why I'm there.
Thank God. Sean, when you said welcome, I was convinced what you were referring to was someone just...
jacking Arnie. Off into a well? Yeah. I also thought maybe you were talking about jacking off into a well, but then I was confused because
unbelievable.
Obviously a lot of actual washing happens at the well.
You two disgust me. To think that me, a little badger with two little dirty buttholes, would be talking about welcome? Unbelievable. Well, well, well. Turns out you two are the perverts. But Wisla, you must be an absolute wealth of town gossip and rumor.
For instance, I have many questions. About the proprietor of this tavern, Sturber. What is Sturber's deal? He seems very sort of angry about something, but then sometimes you come in here and he seems like he's in a great mood, and you're like, oh, what's going on? Is he angry at me? Did I do something? Is he just like, what's happening there with Sturber?
Okay, so Sturber and I do go way back, and...
No.
I mean, like, sure. I mean, it's a small hamlet, so you're gonna have kissed a lot of people here, sure. You know?
Gonna break a few eggs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you're geographically isolated like we are with the Urshan and the Unnameable Mountain and...
Sorry,
only
with
really
the what? What's an Urshan?
The Urshan.
I don't...
The sea you came by ship?
Am I crazy? What is an urchin?
Oh, wait. Let's go around one more time. All right. Chun, are you crazy?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, that's we got it.
That settles it.
But seriously, Chun, she said whiz bees before. I swear she said whiz bees.
We'll have to play it back.
Wisla, do you have family here in town?
Oh, yeah. I have a river sprite sister is here. I have a tree sprite brother. And then, you know, all manner of wind and birds are my parents. So.
That's a coincidence. My parents happen to be a conspiracy of wind and rain and fire and birds and frogs and such.
That is so crazy. Have you done that thing where you do 23andMe, where you gather 23 villagers and yourself into a field and try to see the similarities?
Yeah, we just sort of look at each other and we're like, me, maybe you?
And me should do that. I wonder how many similarities we'd have.
How often when you do that, when you gather 23 people and you together, do you discover that one of the people in the town is a serial killer?
Yeah, I heard that's how they caught the Kodiak Killer, that big bear that was mauling everyone.
You know what? I heard that bear, that Kodiak Killer, I heard he was actually intoxicated on rotting brambles. Because when they fall to the ground, they do start to sort of go through the process that they would eventually become wine. So
sure.
I heard that bear was a little tipsy.
Yeah, they would have caught him much earlier, but he was wearing a collar and a tie, so no one could tell that he wasn't just a person.
Clever man.
Clever bear. But yeah, a bunch of villagers got into a field and they thought, wait a second, it's probably that bear.
Oh my goddesses, so Usador and Wisla, you two are like basically
step siblings?
Or cousins, half-siblings, possibly? Cousins, something like that. Yeah. Winged birds. That's a common origin place for, you know, not too many people. So yeah, all right. Well met, you are.
Well met to thee, and certainly at the next family reunion, once we all return to the realms of Ephesius, once we've completed our true purpose, most assuredly we shall meet again.
Wait, I think that's what Wisla was saying. Well met. I think you're supposed to meet her at the well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll come down to the well and make some wishes. You know, I've got a lot going on, even though I've completed my true purpose.
Wisla, I saw the posters. Did we miss it? Has the Well Met Gala already happened?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. It was this past weekend, and it was a really tough list to get on.
Fuck. Who wore what, and who wore it best?
Okay,
we'll find out right after the break.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Yes, I'd love to pose for a portrait, but I'm up here at the top of this table right now. Yes, yes. I'll be down in a few minutes. We're just wrapping up our pastoral entertainment right now. Thank you. Thank you for your interest. Arnold.
Usador, I'm glad that you're able to revel in defeating the Dark Lord, and
the fact that
the Dark Lord is defeated is demoralizing most of the evil minions throughout Foon, but maybe you should cool it a little bit on talking about it so much so that people don't ask too many questions about why you're still alive.
Right. Should I be here for this, or?
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. You're born of wind and birds. I think we understand each other here.
Oh, yeah. Big wink.
We should ask all the dirty laundry that gets aired in front of you and all the gossip and rumor that you sort of absorb. Do you typically
spill the beans?
Yeah.
You know, I want to create an environment at the well where people feel comfortable telling me their wishes. So I try to keep a very, very tight lip, close to the vest vibe. You know, I don't like to go around telling everybody else's wishes and dishes and twisters.
What was that last one?
Twisters.
Yeah, twisters.
Have you not been in a twist yet? I'm sure you'll get invited soon. I don't really like to gossip. That's not what I feel like my role is I hear wishes, you know. I like to sort of...
That said, do you have any real juicy stuff you could share with us?
Oh, yeah, like some real juicy, sloppy fucking business.
We're new to town, and we just love, like, the most interesting, juicy gossip.
All right, well, here's what I'll tell you. And I think because you're new to town, I can say it. I can say it without saying too much, and I won't be betraying the trust of this person, because you don't know. But let's just say a certain statue, not the baby one, a certain statue on the outside of town was stepping out with bright eyes.
What?
Whoa. Stepping out with bright eyes. Oh, have you met Bright Eyes? Bright Eyes is a real hunky character in town. Real sex pot. Ooh la la.
I saw him walk by and I thought, like, his eyes were so sexy and so bright. I thought, like, oh, my eyes are gonna burst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very intrigued by this. How Does the statue come to life at night? Is it one of those types of statues?
Yeah,
or
is it a thing where, like, Bright Eyes is just fucking a statue?
Which is worse?
Worse? No. This statue was in a different committed relationship, stepped out on that partner to have an affair with Bright Eyes. Oh. But as soon as they looked at Bright Eyes, they turned around and turned into a statue.
Oh, I see. Affair happened before being statumatized.
Right. And every now and again, the statue will fall apart and then be rebuilt.
Sorry, Arnie, just to backtrack slightly, did you say statumatized? Okay. And we're letting that slide because...
As someone in town told me, that's exactly what it's called.
That's
how this works.
As town daddy, as potential future town daddy, I welcome your phrases and I celebrate them to no end.
You know, Chunt, if you're running to be town daddy, you should probably also know that you need to be on good terms with the town mommy in the other town. The other town of Bimbletop. You know, so we're Nibble Bottom. Uh-huh. They're Bimbletop.
Yeah, that adds up.
It's part of the tension between
sexual?
The two towns. Sexual. It's a kind of top-bottom sort of problem.
Do I have to be a power nibble bottom?
There's no set dynamic other than there needs to be a vibe. You know, there's sort of just the unmistakable, the town daddy and town mommy need to have a vibe, okay?
Sure.
And however it shakes out,
chemistry.
You know, can be different to every pair through time. So
maybe if I go to Bimbletop and I talk to the town mommy and
you
I
have
bring
to run
Arnie
a long distance.
We run there and I say me and my Arnie saw you across the mountain and loved your vibes. Is that like a good icebreaker?
That could be good. Here's what I'll tell you about the town mommy. She does not suffer fools.
Damn it.
Fuck. Oh. We're out.
My one weakness. Women who don't suffer fools.
What if they're charming fools? What if they kind of like make it work?
You know, as long as there's a vibe, I'm just saying. She's just like one of those people where you're like, oh, all I want to do is prove to her that I'm worthy. You know, immediately it's like you want to rise to her level. She's one of those. Yeah. So
perhaps if she doesn't suffer fools, perhaps I should run to be town daddy. Oh, I fell off my 7-foot-tall chair.
Jesus Christ. How can he fall while he's floating? This fucking
Yeah.
Guy.
He talked all the way down.
Oh, he's just trying to get back to the Whisbees.
Oh, hello. Hi, everyone. Good to see
you. We're not done yet.
What? Oh, sorry. Everyone just remain calm, remain here. And
stop autographing
right
that guy's ass and get up here.
Here we are.
Why haven't they let that donkey in here?
I have to ask you sort of a personal question. Were you on the floor in a puddle of your own penile discharge?
Yeah, that's what happened. I can choose to be upset about that. Or embarrassed about it.
Or
I can just go with it. Because it's what happened. I can't change it. This is the life I'm leading now. And I'm okay with that.
I will say, one of the things I do like about Foon in general is, you know what? People
the
aren't
food.
Necessarily stopped. Not the food. Definitely not the food. But people aren't necessarily stopped in their tracks by a little piss or shit.
No. And why would we? Why would we? I mean, we all got it. I mean, not me. I'm wind, but...
So, do you eat?
Yeah, but only
Arnie.
Only for joy. Thank you, Chunt, but it's okay.
Only for joy. Joy's the best part of eating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I only eat for joy. I don't need it. So I could go, like, months at a time without eating, but if, like, someone's making a lobster roll, I can have it.
But where
in the ocean?
Arnie, do they have lobster rolls on Earth?
I think so.
Well, lobster rolls are wonderful. It's sort of a big festival where we line up all the lobsters and we teach them to sit, we teach them to play dead, we teach them to roll over, and then we just eat them all.
Sounds cruel.
And after we eat them, we tell them to play dead for good. Otherwise, they'll crawl back out.
That hurts.
I forgot once. Crawled right back out. Yeah.
The worst sensation in the world, if I may, is a little pinch boy crawling back up out of your system.
Okay, yes. Okay, but what about this? Okay, you also, with that, had a Minnesota float, so there's like a thin layer of sugary dairy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's sort of like upsetting your tummy, and then it has that like coating, and then the little pinch boy is like, out of that. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Sort of a carbonated, pinchy,
right.
Yeah.
Milky.
That is worse.
No good.
Whistler, that is worse.
Well, I made a wish earlier. Chunt and Arnie, do you have any wishes that you want to share with Whistler?
Oh, boy. I guess a few. How many wishes? Do I get three? Is that like the standard?
Oh, no. Again, no power to make it happen. Just the power to let you say it out loud. So it's really just as many wishes that are on your heart.
Okay. I do wish I was maybe a little bit taller.
Uh-huh.
I wish I was a baller.
Sure.
Wish I had, you know, someone who looked good. You know, I'd call him. I wish for success for my new business, my black and white smithery.
Yeah. A lot of people in town are really excited about that.
Oh, good.
Really, I'm hearing a lot of good buzz.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. This is maybe rude. Can you carry a weapon or armor?
I can. Yeah, I can propel them upward with wind.
Oh, great. So here, I have this chainmail I made, this black and white chainmail. Would you want that? Or?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could have worn this at the Well Met Gala. This is a look.
Wow, and you sound... really cool. You sort of sound like wind chimes when you're wearing it.
This is a look. I would wear this by the sea. What an ocean look. Thank you, Chunt.
You're most welcome. And if anybody asks you, just tell them where you got it. That's free of charge for you. I just hope you repay me with word of mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or words of mouth, I should say. Oh, and one more wish. Is it too late?
No, of course. I have no power to make it happen. Just the power to let you say it out loud.
Oh, okay. I wish to be... I'm going to say it. I wish to be town daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. All right.
Wisla, cool. Have you Very ever cool. considered running for town daddy?
You know, that might be something that's in my like long-term plan, but I think right now I'm just trying to get the wish side of the well off the ground, not in the ground.
Good well joke.
Thank you. It's a well. Sorry, that's really well-trodden territory. Sorry.
She can't turn it off.
I'm so sorry. So, but it could be in my future. That'd be great to be town daddy. Absolutely. But that's sort of, I don't know, that might be in my next sort of era.
How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
712.
Oh. Whoa, you're older than Usador.
Oh, yeah. Okay, little bro. Okay, little cuz.
gladly so. I mean, you're talking to an elemental, essentially, of wind. That why would I assume that I was older than wind?
Yeah, I mean, I spent about probably 600 of those years were like barely conscious wind thoughts. So, I mean, like, yes, my existence is 712. My corporal form is 86. So, you know, this is what I mean. There's eras. I'm open for my evolution, take many forms, and potentially town daddy being one of them. But for now, just the wishes. Just the wishes.
So you like to get people to emotionally unburden themselves for your enjoyment?
Yeah, I would say for my fulfillment. You know, enjoyment sounds like I'm like maybe deriding them in some way. It's more about like feeling like fulfilled with purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just say it because you'd really be a good podcaster then. I mean,
I don't know. Seems hard. Seems like a lot of work.
It's not. It's
Seems
not really.
Really hard. This is hard. Mm-mm. This whole thing, you need to pay for this table. That's hard.
No, I'm telling you, it's truly the easiest thing in the world. Like, everything you said, like, just off the top of your dome, like, off book, like, that is all what it takes to be a podcaster. I think you have something.
That seems hard. I don't know.
No, what's hard is singing.
Yeah.
Like, Ooh. The loose ends, I could never be the loose ends. Like,
yeah. I could never be the loose ends.
Agree to disagree. Here I go. I'm Usador, and I got a spell. My new friend Whistler is at the Wish and Well.
Wow.
We're here tonight having a lot of fun. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow under the sun. No more dark days where we show up at night. I'm in Usador. I'm here to fight.
Oh, you hate to hear anybody over 300 rap. It's just, it's never fun. It's never fun.
I thought that was pretty good. I mean, it was almost, the cadences were almost right.
Be careful. You'll compete against yourself for Wizard's Choice. If you keep dropping bars like that,
let's be honest.
You're going to split the vote.
Let's be honest. Usador is probably not going to win. Not that you don't deserve it, but you defeated the Dark Lord so early in the year, right? Too early in the year. Like, if you had defeated the Dark Lord closer to the end, like, you did it long enough that now there's going to be a little bit of a backlash. People are like, I don't know. It's not so great that he defeated the Dark Lord.
Yeah, well, what's Spintax doing? That's what I'm...
Yeah, it is tricky timing. You're going to have some sort of push to remind people closer to voting. I don't know, just something for your consideration.
Yeah, what if I went up to the top of the mountain and I just started putting up some big signs to remind people?
The top of the three peaks of the Unnameable Mountain?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess if you could get up there, then...
Well, I defeated the Dark Lord. I think I can get up to the top of these three peaks pretty easily.
Yeah, and Wizla, another thing, I think I could name that mountain.
Could you name that mountain in three dings?
Yes. So it's no longer the unnamable mountain. That's dumb. It's not like there's a spell to where you can't name it.
Ding, ding.
I literally can't think of a single name.
That's three dings. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Oh, Wizla, can I blow your fucking mind?
Please do. Whoa. I'm always blowing my mind. I'm winning.
Touche. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this, but before we let you go, can I ask you, what's your wish?
That is really so sweet of you, Chunt, and that's exactly
bonus points if it's real juicy.
You know, my wish? My wish is for Owen, the conductor of the wagon wheel, to go on a midnight catamaran with me. In the ocean.
Oh.
I think that he's the real talk of the town, not Bright Eyes. I feel like he's the lover I would want to love. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Of course.
You know, when Owen told me that being turned into a statue is being statumatized, I could tell from his eyes there was a sense of longing, like something was missing from his life.
You know, he's just like a sweet, pensive soul, and I think, you know, I think we could really make some magic together, so, you know, wow. Yeah, I'm putting it out there, I'm wishing for it, I'm wishing.
Yeah, we can't make anything happen, but we're happy to hear it, you know, we're
but
happy
to listen.
You know,
it feels good to say it, feels good
yeah,
to say a wish.
That's what
feels
I'm saying, good. That's why I wanted to provide that for you. And one more thing before you go, I noticed that this bar, this tavern, the Strange Familiar, has a lot of board games. Would you mind playing a quick round of Gust 2 with me?
I haven't played Gust 2 in a long time.
Okay,
I'm going to say 46 years. This is great. This is great fun.
Okay, let me put
up my... Is this that game where you have to guess who farted?
What? No, Arnie. This is a wind-based game. You have three panels, and each one is a different type of gust. Is your gust a zephyr?
Gust 2.
Okay, down to two. Your turn.
Okay, is your gust an ocean breeze?
It is not.
One left.
Is your gust wearing glasses?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, it's Ron.
Does your gust have blonde curly hair?
Yes.
Oh, it's a hurricane.
I love gust too.
Well, Ani, it's been a while. And I want to help kind of try to wrap things up here. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're having fun playing that game. And I was going to ask Wizla to join my quest, but...
Yusidor, how are you doing? I've been meaning to ask. Usually your sort of go-to is to ask people to join your quest to defeat the Dark Lord, but
yeah, it
you can't
helps
really
us get
do
to
that
end.
Now.
Well, I mean, I suppose I could sort of create a new quest, and it could be part of the reason why I'm not disappearing yet, and maybe we could tell people.
But Yusidor, we can't put together a quest because we have to stay here and make sure nothing happens in the basement.
Right.
Is your gust Miles? The wind with the newsboy cap?
Nope. Nice try. Gust 2.
But maybe I just... Yeah, maybe it's some, you know, nonsense about how I'm trying to wrap up loose ends and some of the old minions of the Dark Lord and the forces of evil in general I have to kind of take care of. That, at least it's an excuse for me. Because here's the thing. You may not know this, but I can drag out my quest for a really long time.
Yeah, I know. I do.
You do?
Yusidor, why don't you just say, like, shake her hand and say it was a delight talking with her, and you hope to see her again sometime.
Is your gust John and Tom, the twin gusts who ride a bicycle?
Oh, you got it! Oh,
yes.
Those are that's my gust.
Well, Wizla, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Here is my hand. I've extended it to you, and I hope that
fuck?
You've enjoyed your time here with us.
This was such a nice time. It was really great getting to know you three. Please come by the wishing well anytime you want to save more wishes.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, just keep making yourself at home. Everyone in Nibblebottom is excited that you're here, so.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bye.
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 So long.
Woo! Bye.
Wow, she flew out that open window so fast.
She can move so fast.
I mean, she's wind. I mean, what do you expect? You know, she could be back here any second. Then gone again in another.
Sorry, do you want me to pitch in for these mini sodas? Was that...
Oh, no. Our treat. I guess
that's
so
nice.
Always on us.
That's so nice.
Yes, of course.
You got to be careful. You do not want to probably ever just be talking about her on the off chance that she could, like, whoosh in so fast. Like, if you're saying something negative about, like, how she has that weird voice.
Also, I wanted to let you guys know one more thing. The next lobster roll is in 2 weeks, okay? So put it in your reminder binders.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have so many questions about the reminder binders.
Wait, look down, Arnie. Look down at the table. All three of us now have reminder binders?
Oh.
That's amazing. Oh. Wait, and she was saying wishing well, right? Not whooshing well?
Oh, shit. The way she talks, she could have been saying anything.
I mean, we were saying wishes the whole time and not whooshes, so I assume it was wishing well.
That's fair. That's fair. Am I crazy?
No, I'm still not going to let go of that.
Wait. Let's go around the table one more time. Ani?
Crazy. Like a fox.
Chunt?
Foxy. Like a crazy.
And myself. Crazy. Slowly going mad as the power that dwells within me grows and grows and grows with no purpose left. Yet no one knows that I have to come.
Sorry, did you guys... Do you like these reminder binders? Because I have a couple other options.
No, I really like mine. I think the picture of the kitty cat on the front of mine is particularly cute.
Okay, great. Okay, bye.
Well, that was close. I was having a real epiphany there.
Whoa, the side of my binder has instructions. It says, trap her, keep her.
I would not do that.
Who really, am I supposed to trap? Or is there some evil spirit I'm supposed to trap? I don't want this responsibility. Here, use it or take this.
All right, you can have the kitty one.
Yay!
We'll find out this season on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying a new thing. This season on Hello from the Magic Tavern. And then a bunch of cool stuff.
Are we going to be doing previously ons?
We'll see you next week.
If this was your very first impression of us, you really gotta listen to a few of these. Get the big picture, which, granted, is very similar to what you just heard. But Arnie did just promise there's gonna be a lot of cool stuff. Usador the Wizard, Destroyer of the Dark Lord, I guess is what we're saying, was played by Matt Young, who appears thanks to an agreement with Vague Theatrical Accents Unlimited. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Wizla the Wind Sprite of the Wishing Well was played by special guest Jessica McKenna. Check out Jess's delightful improvised musical podcast, Off Book, wherever you listen to podcasts. Off Book also doubles as a workout podcast, as Jess has to carry Zach Reno for 45 minutes each week. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern is now a fully independent production, so we finally moved out of the garage. If you'd like to support the show, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Supporters of the show on Patreon get ad-free episodes, including the first 3 seasons, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, and 2 new bonus episodes every month. Here's a clip of the latest bonus episode, Fall Asleep with Flower, where listeners are encouraged to try to fall asleep while listening to the episode. Well, at least we're owning it. Anyway, here's the clip.
Arnie, what's your sleeping routine?
Well, you know, basically, I tell myself I'm going to go to sleep. Then, like, 2 or 3 hours later, out loud, I say, like, oh, shit, I did it again. I've stayed up way past the time I was supposed to go to sleep. Then I crawl into bed, and I know I shouldn't, like, light a torch and just stare at the torch for 20 to 30 minutes while in bed. But I do. I know it's going to make it harder for me to sleep, but...
They say that red light makes it hard for you to go to sleep because it burns you.
It's true.
I've been watching the sky a lot at night, and that's the same issue. It's like you start watching, and then you're like, this looks different, like something's happening. And then you stay and you watch some more sky, and then something different comes in. It's like a little thing flies by that says, are you still watching the sky? And I'm like, you bet I am. I'm still here. And it's a little embarrassing every time I let that guy know, yeah, I'm still watching the sky. Stop asking me. I'm just doing it. I don't want any shame.
Still awake? Then we failed you. Maybe the full episode will do the job. It's already available to Patreon supporters. FOMO much? Get more info at patreon.com/magictavern. And remember, practice a little act of kindness every day. And once that's out of the way, break some hearts.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.